So we then proposed to the NCCN to fund a clinical trial. We are now evaluating the use of enzalutamide, blocking androgen, in patients with relapsed or refractory, and actually is open to untreated mantle cell lymphoma patients who may not be candidates for chemotherapy. So, you know, I think this is likely a long shot, but it's really translating some of what we observed in the laboratory into the clinic and hoping we can see some clinical activity.
How many patients have been treated so far?
We have treated, I believe, about 6 patients on study.
Any responses?
We've had some prolonged stable disease. I think the challenge we face with any mantle cell lymphoma study now is that many folks are coming with ibrutinib-resistant disease, and that is a really tough clinical situation where even multi-agent chemotherapy is ineffective.
You know, I've also seen this discussed androgen receptor levels in breast cancer, triple-negative breast cancer. And I don't know that that actually is going to be moving forward. They were looking at enzalutamide, also bicalutamide. Do you know how the levels there in breast cancer compare to what you saw with mantle cell?
I will concede I'm not a breast cancer expert. We compared it to prostate, where we saw very high, not surprisingly, very high levels. So they were not on par with prostate cancer, but they were clearly higher than other B-cell lymphoma lines.